Welcome to We Fact Up with Dave and Red, the show where we ask the question, how much would you know without the help of the internet? Each episode, listeners send in their weird and wonderful questions. We try to answer them without Googling it, and then we Google it at the end. Joining us today is Jack Post.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome, Jack.
How are you?
I'm well. Good. I'm well. I'm great. Dave?
Also well, thanks. So you might know Jack as Hamish and Andy's. They call you the button pusher.
Yeah, and technically I am still doing that. So yeah.
Don't they still call you the work experience kid though? I read that in your bio.
And this is a bombshell for your podcast.
Oh, yes.
But I also tell everybody in the street this that I ever bump into or anyone who listens to me.
Just everyone in the street. You're always late, Jack. Stop telling people.
Stop talking to strangers.
I was never a work experience kid on that show.
Oh,
I was always a paid staff member.
So they've slandered you.
Yeah,
essentially, it's slander.
They just made that up.
One day, years from now, you can sue them for a lot of money because it would have been 20 years of slander, essentially, that they've been calling you work experience.
And they will often, well, they put me down any chance they get, which anyone who's heard the show will know. But I run into people from time to time, if they're real hardcore fans of the show or the podcast, will notice me in the street. Maybe happened a handful of times. But it's like people feel sorry for me because they think I'm this little precious boy.
I give you a 20 and like, go get some lunch.
Yeah,
Jack.
Like an orphan who Hamish and Andy have rescued and will let push the button on their show.
Don't give them any more ideas. I'll start calling you the work experience orphan. Yeah.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah, you've got to wear a Hessian sack to work.
But it's good to be in your podcast studio today on the other side of the desk and not have to push the
button. No button pushing for you today. Yeah. You are just talking. You're a mouth talker.
You're a guest.
Yeah. You're a guest. Yeah. Talking through your mouth.
We did just find out a cool button right in front of us on the microphone.
This is another bombshell. There's a button in front of us that actually turns our own microphones off.
It's called the cough button. So I can cough. That's on if I press the button. Only hear me off.
Now we should just clarify. When Jack said it was the cough button, Red thought that it inserted a cough.
Look,
press it, and
it was a cough sound effect.
Yeah, I'm not in radio, but I just thought like
for good reason.
Yeah,
now I can see why.
I just thought you like to get someone's attention.
The fact you would even think that's a thing is the reason you're not in radio, guys. Where's the cough button? I'm gonna do a lot of pushing of that one today.
I just thought like sort of all the effects in radio, you just had them all here.
It's impossible that a man could cough so much naturally during a radio show. Surely there must be a button that will aid him.
There's like six buttons here. I just assumed they all had different sound effects.
The professionals just do it themselves with their own throat.
Oh,
just coughing constantly.
What a wonderful world we live in. Jeez.
I can imagine you producing a show and being like, guys, it's great. I'm going to need more coughing next time, though. Let's go back and cough it up.
The cough hour with Red.
Also, one more thing we should point out is your meme game, very strong in the show. People love your memes. From what I understand now, you're off the memes. The memes are gone.
Yeah.
At Jack Post on Instagram, everyone can go and find me.
Shameless.
It's a hell of a segue, Jack. Nothing to do with memes. Just pointing.
My memes are there. I am thinning out a little bit. I haven't done them as regularly. But
you don't want to sell out. That's what I
don't
understand.
Don't spread yourself too thin in the meme world.
That's what I'm trying to say to people is first I did a meme on my own. No one encouraged me to do it. Then Hamish
Pure
and
love.
Andy thought, here's some free content for us. We won't pay you anymore, but make us a meme every week. So I started doing that. And then I felt like I was falling out of love with making memes, and why I got into the game in the first place was just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
And then it became a job.
True
so
artist.
Now I only do it for the fun of it.
Okay.
Which coincidentally for the last 3 months hasn't been
ever. It's no fun at all whatsoever.
But it did make my Instagram numbers grow for a little bit. So memes on the internet do work.
Okay, write that down.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Memes work.
Okay. Memes work. Cats, I've heard too, Dave.
You know, actually, if this podcast ever, if you guys ever get sick of doing it or whatever, a podcast where you get a guest in for half an hour and all you have to do is come up with one meme by the end of the show would be a good podcast.
The amount of ideas that would hit the cutting room floor, though.
It's actually hard to come up with memes.
It would be. I mean,
you think it's easy.
I mean, people do that as a job every week as well, and that's the soul-destroying life of a social media personality.
Well, the company we work for, Dave, I don't know if you say you work for the same company as Hamish and Andy broadcast on, but Southern Cross Austereo used to have, and I don't know if they have it anymore, but the Gosford Meme Centre.
I did not know about this.
Yeah.
What's
so
that's made
Gosford,
up.
Gosford. No. It's based out of Gosford
in
New South
Gosford,
Wales.
I guess I had more people working on just memes. This is when memes first became
what, like, get public funding?
Became popular. They got some... Sorry about that.
That's another button.
Didn't have my cough.
That's
cough
the bottle button.
Sound effect. That's underneath cough button is water bottle falling on table button.
This is quite specific.
Red, push the button. See what happens.
Hey! There you go. See, the buttons work, guys.
Is that real?
You never know. Professional.
So a couple of more than a couple of years ago, it would have been 5 or 6 years ago now, they had the first real budget for digital, for radio stations.
I thought it was a budget for meme.
Then coincidentally, memes became really popular at the same time, where you would see a lot of radio stations just putting up any memes. It didn't matter if it was related to radio or not.
Yeah.
And then they started this Gosford Meme Centre, which was somewhere in Gosford. They had more people working
somewhere
on
in Gosford. It's like this sort like of an underground stone cutters type deal. Like, you know, they're just by numbers.
Yeah. It's like the bunker in Lost. Every 37 minutes, they have to push the cough button. Cough buttons and memes, guys. Yeah, that's all you're covering at Gosford.
Yeah, the grand meme master. Oh, he's arrived.
Yeah.
But next time you're in a meeting and you see anyone who's been around for more than 6 or 7 years, ask them about the Gosford Meme Centre. Ask anybody, you know, who's been here for 6 or 7 years and ask them what happened to the Gosford Meme Centre.
I feel like I want to find this place.
It's like, I feel like we'll get like 1 minute with Mick Malloy and that'll be the question. And it's like, really? You wasted that your 1 minute? It's like the Oracle. You wasted the one question on that?
Oh, we get like to the pith helmets, are ready for an adventure. We're like, we're going to find the Gosford Meme Centre. And there's signs. Take a left.
Yeah. It's like an information center.
Yeah, like little pamphlets. Oh, that was quite easy. Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah.
So the question today has come from Jemima, and she has asked, why is it called Hair of the Dog? Hero of the Doggo.
Hero of the Doggo.
So we all know the term Hair of the Dog. Let's just make sure we're all across it.
Yeah.
Red, what's your definition of hair?
Hair of the Dog is a term.
Wait, on three. We'll say it at the same time.
Okay.
Jack, you ready?
Jack, you ready?
One, two, three.
It's something you do when you're drunk.
Perfect.
Wait, not drunk. When after hung up, drunk.
It's the second day after drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Second day?
Well, I thought it was like a hangover cure.
Yes.
Oh, a cure. I thought it was just you keep on drinking.
Yeah, my understanding of it was the hair of the dog is a suggestion to not feel the hangover, and that's by getting back on what you drank last
night. So if you continue to drink, you will not feel the effects of the hangover.
That's the idea.
Which is kind of stupid because, like, you can't outrun a hangover. You just get more of a
you're right. Hangover. You're just prolonging it.
It keeps on following you.
So, like, if you get drunk on a Saturday night, the idea is to keep going until work on Monday, where the hangover is going to be worse.
Yeah, so you're postponing the inevitable. But isn't that just kind of life? We're all just postponing
Monday
the inevitable.
Anyway, so you might as well just dump it all on Monday.
Yeah. I'm talking about the inevitable death that will occur to all of us. It's just constantly. Okay. If you do Hair of the Dog.
Great, Dave. Take it to a really dark spot away.
Keep it in a positive light.
But we're all going to die sometimes. I just mean,
if you keep the Hair of the Dog going forever, and then you die, technically, no hangover.
Should we ask our real-life case study in here?
Well, so our button pusher, James Blake.
How are you going, guys?
I listened to that Tom Waits voice over there.
Speaking of Hair of the Dog, maybe we should get you a Champers or something because you look rough. What happened?
I just had a really good night.
First of all, it's just got like he's in his good chino pants, he's in his button up Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Yep.
And your eyes are down to your chin.
You haven't been home.
He's lost his glasses as well.
No.
You still got a lampshade on your head.
Yeah.
You didn't notice that, did you?
We've been meaning to bring that up. Have you had a hair of the
glasses?
Dog?
Are they lost?
I don't know where my glasses are. I don't know where my wallet is either. So there's a couple of to-dos that I have this morning.
Yeah,
to-dos that you have not done.
I always feel like losing a glass of someone that can't see would be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, have you been able to see anything this morning? Because if not, very impressed that you got here in a car.
You're not at home.
Everything by touch.
How thick are your glasses? I know there's differing levels of how much you can see.
I can see a fair bit.
Optical depth.
I can see the little freckle that you've got above your
Are you coming on to it, Jack?
Getting very intimate, all right?
No, but like I'm able to.
You're hitting on our guests.
It's not Friday night anymore, James, okay? Keep it in your pants, man.
The glasses, if anything, they're like the paprika of vision. They just sort of
just a little bit. Because I've checked someone this week of Jez, who works on our show. His girlfriend has like thick, like, Coke you know, bottle, thick as your thumb glasses. And when you put them on, the world's just a blur. So I imagine when she's not wearing them, like you couldn't even see us from where you're sitting. A
just needs
away.
To have a sit until someone brings the glasses back.
There's no seeing that freckle with those.
Yeah.
No.
But you weren't walking around the building this morning looking for the studios bumping.
Oh, he was, but Dave went and got him. we put a tracking device into his neck when he wasn't looking.
So, James, we just asked you for your opinion, but the thing is, you know the answer to this. So
yeah,
we wanted to ridicule you for being so over.
Yeah. It's also, I think, very worthy to point out that we record this on weekends. So I haven't...
There's no prospective employers listening to this who are going to hire you, mate. We've got a job. It's with us.
Yeah. It's Wednesday morning. What are you talking about? That's how drunk you are. You don't know what day it is.
You just came from a client lunch, you said.
Okay, thanks for your input, James.
Yeah, well done, mate. Yeah, have another gin.
Are we allowed to clarify at least that the hair of the dog is a suggestion for a hangover cure, which is keep drinking the next day, or is it just if you keep drinking the next day, you say you're...
Can we clarify? I don't know if we can clarify. I think we've got to decide. As a team,
we have no Google.
We have no Google.
I don't trust him anyway, so no matter what he says.
Never trust a blind man who's paneling your podcast. That's the saying. So okay, so it's continuing to... Let's say, either way, we know it's continuing to drink.
Yeah.
Whether it's hangover cure or not, it's to just keep the good times rolling.
Yeah, so...
So if it's hair of the dog, could it be that you're out, say back in the day, ye olde days, you're out drinking with your dog...
Do you guys, can I just ask first up, do you guys always go back to ye olde days with these questions?
Yeah.
The episodes that I've listened to, it's like, all right, well, let's go start back in the ye olde days.
It originally was 30s and 40s. Now we just blanket ye olde days.
Yeah, so no one can pin you on the timeline.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, it was in 1974, not 1973, Red.
Well, technically 2016 is the ye olde days. So
anything before this week.
As long as it didn't come up this year. We're fine, because the oldie days can't be like July. Agreed?
Sure.
Have we agreed on that at least?
Yeah, okay.
At least let's get back to previous.
Yeah. Maybe let's get back to the hair of the dog.
Okay. So you're out drinking with your mates. You're at the pub. You've there's dogs there. Dogs are at this venue.
Yeah.
And you've gotten so drunk that you've shaved a dog down, and you've taken its hair with you, and you said to the patrons.
A normal social scenario you're describing here, Dave?
It's the oldie
Remember,
days.
It's your oldie days.
The oldie days.
Sorry. Everybody goes out with a razor.
This is
That was a regular prank back then.
Brett, stop shaving my bloody dog.
Who's bringing the dog?
You shave the dog down. Then you say to your mates, right, I'm off. But I'll be back tomorrow with this hair of the dog for more drinking.
So you're encouraging your friends to stay out all night.
Possibly. No, they're out and you're like, I'm off. I've got... You know, I've got a village to sack
in 2016.
Oh, pre-2016. It could be 14, 12.
I'm going to the Gosford Meme Centre to ransack it of its last memes, and I'm going to hold your dog's hair hostage so you have to come drink with me the next day.
Any era is possible, is all I'm saying. It just can't be July.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the weird scenario that you just put forth.
Yeah, so I imagine in this scenario... You shave the hair of the dog because back in the oldie days, we all know that's a popular party trick to do.
Absolutely.
But out of respect, everybody knows that you chuck the hair in your back pocket and you bring it back to the dog the next day.
Put it in your swag, throw it over your horse.
Fair game.
And
you do the right thing.
It's kind of like setting up a tab in a way. You're like, I'll be back.
Yeah. It's like leaving your ID across the bar with your credit card.
Exactly.
Say like, obviously, I'll be back tomorrow. You can trust me. I shaved that dog. I got the dog's hair. I'll bring that in tomorrow.
I've shaved many dogs and come back many times with the hair of the doggo.
And they keep saying, Jack, that's not a thing. Yeah. That's just leave your credit card. Stop giving me... Where do you get all this
hair?
This
is not proof of ID.
There's like
I swear, sir, I'm 18. I was here last week. Here's the hair to prove it.
There's all these like bald dogs in Brunswick just like Jack's been drinking here
That's
again.
That's how you know it's a great suburb. Just people love drinking and they love coming back the next day to keep on drinking.
Actually, this is a little bit off topic, but...
When have you ever disclaimed a sentence before by saying it's off topic?
And how many next sentences are on topic for shaving the hair of a dog at a pub and then bringing back the hair the next day?
Okay, it's very well aligned then.
So, on topic.
The next door neighbor was looking after this cat. This is a good looking cat. I'm not a cat guy.
What? Yeah, whoa, a good. Really? I don't think you say a good looking cat.
This cat was banging.
That's better.
Yeah, that's Eddie Fraser.
Have some goddamn respect for the hot cat.
and then so it was it was in summer, and this cat always just came into our yard, and the next door neighbors got drunk and shaved this cat. And I just like,
hair of the cat.
Who owned the cat?
Hair of
yeah, they owned
hole.
The cat. I was looking after it for a mate, and they just decided to shave it because it looked hot. But it just like sort of walked
like hot, like it was boiling.
No, like boiling hot, not sexy hot.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you've never seen a sadder cat than a cat that's been shaved.
Hot and sad. It's kind of my type, actually.
Day's dating book, hot and sad.
If they don't look sad enough, shave them down.
Yeah, the first couple of pages are just wet with tears.
Oh. Glad you said tears.
Okay.
So what, I guess the big question from that story is, what did you do with the hair?
I put it behind the bar.
Bring it back the next day. There you go.
Because I don't know whether it's dog or cat.
Well, that's the thing.
They do, man. They're professional bartenders.
They're not, Jack. They're not.
Hair of the cat's a whole other bag. It's another bag of kittens.
That's easy stuff.
Maybe hair of the cat's the day before. Like, you come to the pub, you shave a cat, you leave it, and you say, I'm not drinking tonight, but I'll be back to get that hair of the cat. Come back, start drinking, shave the dog, come back next day. Just keep on going. Hair of any animal.
I like the idea that, like, sort of, it is like a drunken thing, and it's sort of like, it just sort of, you've said to your mate who's a bit hammered, oh, mate, you know it's going to cure that. Just have a nibble at that dog.
Oh, you think it's eating a bit of a dog?
Oh, yeah. It's like a joke at first, and it sort of turned into a thing. Like, sort of.
But how did they make the leap from that into it means alcohol?
It was a pretty good joke, so they kept on doing it.
Maybe.
the joke wasn't funny enough sober, so it's like, well, you have to keep drinking to get the joke.
3 a.m. This will be hilarious.
It just worked on someone.
Well, what if they got the hair? They shaved it down. Turned it into a cocktail.
They shaved down the hair.
Sorry. What if they took the hair and they like mulched it? You know, like what's it called when you get
mortar and pestle? Yeah.
Is that called? You kind of, you mulch it or you kind of
I know what you mean. You mortar and pestle it down.
Yeah. And they tipped it into a cocktail.
Mm.
And that cocktail was the drink that you had the day after. And they're like, check it out, Barry's drinking that hair.
What
an
idiot! That was like $18. You know, it's $10.
But now look at him. He's running a full marathon. The hangover's cured. It's working perfectly.
He's running a multi-million-dollar business. Incredible.
Maybe the hair of the dog tickles your throat enough to throw up and you feel good.
Just eat hair of a dog and you vomit it all up.
The way I can see that working is, say, in ye olde days, obviously. They thought that eating the dog's hair cured the hangover. Yeah. You had to get drunk again to work up the courage to eat the hair.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, all right, we all know if you eat Fido's hair today, you'll feel better about last night, but he's smelly. You don't want to just jump right in.
Yeah.
Have a few beers, loosen yourself up.
Gotcha.
Then you'll feel comfortable going to chew his hair off.
So is it the eating of the hair that is the thing that cures you, or is it just the continuing to drink?
Yeah. But
why would you eat the hair?
That's right. For a long time, they thought it was the hair, and then it turned out if you just keep drinking, the hangover doesn't
come. But but it's sort of like the chicken and the egg. Did they start eating hair and just thinking that would cure them? But
they
then
did.
In order to eat...
Yes, they
that's,
did.
That's what happened.
And it took several decades for them to realize that you didn't have to eat the hair as well.
I just like where it started. Just maybe there's this one guy that they just got weird stuff to do when they were pissed. And they were like, oh, have a nibble at that dog's hair. Or, hey, mate, you know what's going to cure that hangover? Just nibble at my budgie.
Or he got caught doing it.
Yeah.
So the next day we'd been out all night, and then the next day it's like, hey, why is Frank eating the dog? He's like, oh, it's a good hangover cure. Hangover cure. Passed down for many generations.
But it's just a weird thing he liked to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to stop bringing him out, man. It's making it all really uncomfortable.
It's killing all the animals that are at our friends.
The budgies are scared.
They're already
the hamsters never rock up anymore.
Yeah, they're already shaved down. Now you're taking a chunk out of them. What is going on? Also, biting a budgie. Well, first of all, no hair on a budgie, so that's silly.
Yeah, no, but like, it's like, I've had hair on the dogs. So it's like, yeah, sure, I can see that.
Yeah,
happening.
Every dog. Well, I mean, it'd be feathers of a budgie. Get your sayings right.
Just nibbling at the ankle of a budgie.
Also, if you nibble at a budgie, I think you've killed a budgie.
They're just the entree of the bird world, aren't they?
Nibbling is kind of like, it's a small bird.
Yeah.
It's dead now. You've eaten it.
Yeah, but it could be anything. Yeah, you could be like, just yell angrily at a hamster or something and then the cure.
Oh, so other animal hairs. Do we think this is purely...
Point.
yeah. dog related.
Could it says in the question.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. For a second, I was like, that's a great point, but it says, like, what is hair of the dog?
But I mean, could someone say back in the oldie days, originally it was, you know, hair of the llama, yeah. hair of the horse,
yeah.
hair of
whatever the horse. You got around, just like put that in there.
Any animal you goat's got. Hair. And eventually sheep's they went, hair. Like, I'm, oh, that's you wool. Can't just keep saying animal names. Let's pick one.
Yeah.
And they went, dog.
Yeah.
So maybe it's
They all met at the Gosford main set and decided on the animal, and then they walked out and harked from the top of a mountain.
Well, the dog's the most common animal, I suppose, as well.
Cow.
So, but back in, depending on how...
how dare you?
What is the most common animal?
Cow.
You know what? I actually know, I think.
Stop saying cow.
what do you think the most common animal is?
Well, what do you mean by common? I mean...
Like what, the most abundant on Earth.
Oh, right. Just like not the most boring sort of
no,
animal.
No, not the most common.
You're being very common, Jack.
Didn't even curtsy.
He did not kiss my ring when you walked in. Oh. So,
I don't think you want a dog to kiss your ring when you walk in, mate. If that's what you've been making dogs do.
How are you feeling there, James? Does that make you throw up a bit?
I think I'm feeling a little bit better.
Oh, hair of a dog.
It's working. Hairy ring.
So the most common animal... Are we not counting insects or anything, right?
Counting insects.
Oh,
that's a clue.
Oh, so, pretty big clue there.
Mosquito.
Ant.
You heard it here first, guys. Do we have an ant button here?
I'm pressing it.
Yeah, the classic sound that an ant makes. There it is. Yeah.
That's an ant doesn't make that sound.
Ant. We can't hear it. It's an ant. It's very tiny.
So it's a.
I read
ant.
That, and you know, online. So who knows? It's true.
Yeah.
The ants make up 20% of all animals.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
Well, if there's so many ants, why don't we just try and get a cure using the ants, like sort of mortar and pestle up a bunch of ants and.
You know, I actually ate a few ants when I was little because my dad was trying to explain to me how ants are mostly protein. Mm. And he said...
Is your dad Bear Grylls?
Or insane.
Now drink your urine, Jack.
Urine is mostly protein. Is everything protein, Dad?
Yeah, but we don't need to survive. We're at the park. I can see our house across the road.
You have a full-time job.
Drink your pee.
He was explaining that you could eat ants because they're mostly protein. Mm. I guess as a way to say if you're ever lost in the bush, you need some ants. I remember eating some ants. After
was
that.
It a bum of a green ant? Is that what
I ate the whole thing?
No, not.
But just regular street ant or house ant.
Yeah, well, like a bandana. Is it like wrapping some trains?
Hey, who are you calling street ant?
He bite his head off.
He tried to mug you, and you're like, I'm gonna eat you. You are tiny.
Yeah. I'm surprised you've got the bravado to actually pull a knife on me, ant.
They can lift 20 times their own weight.
Yeah. So and strength in numbers. I don't know if you know, but they're the most common animal on the planet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Imagine getting beaten up by a bunch of street ants. That would suck.
Yeah, it's possible. If they all got together, man, I think possibly.
That would be so cool to see ants carry away humans.
You picked the wrong other way, mother.
Seeing an ant carry away a human because the human would, you wouldn't see the ants underneath, but you would just see the human like on its back,
kind of
sort of gliding along this pavement.
Probably screaming. It's like, what is going on?
Help, these ants are killing me.
Would you even know that it was ants? You'd just be like, how did I get knocked over and now why am I being dragged along the ground by nothing?
1 minute ago, I was picking a fight with a street ant and a bandana and now I'm floating across the ground.
But even if like you were yelling, these street ants are killing me, I'd be just so shocked and taking Instagram photos that they wouldn't jump in to help.
Yeah, that's right. That'd get a lot of hits
Instagram
on YouTube.
Photos. You call it Instagram.
You did not just go there.
Wordplay.
Oh, God.
Put the answer away. Let's go back to the question.
Yeah. What about the idea that, okay, let's say you've had a big night out. You know, drinks are drunk and often spilt. The drinks get spilt on a dog. Okay, the dog is covered in alcohol. Right?
Okay, yes.
You wake up the next day, you're out of booze. You see a dog there looking at you.
Ring out the dog.
Somewhat saturated. And you say, oh, I could get drunk again if I just bend down on all fours and lap at my dog.
It's kind of like, you know, ringing out the bar mat, but, just get the chihuahua.
Squeeze it down. Yeah. Squeegee it out. Put
mostly
it in
beer.
If you were to put that in a maybe a cocktail glass with a little umbrella, couldn't tell the difference.
Nah.
Yep, I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And that assumes that people already thought that drinking alcohol again the next day would keep you from getting a hangover. And now they just, which could be true. And then now they've learnt that if you spill it on the dog, suck it out the dog's hair, then that's a good way to keep from being hungover. Mm. Hence the term.
It's very Melbourne, isn't it?
Go suck that hair off the dog. Shorten to hair off the dog.
It's very Melbourne thing to do, isn't it? We got deconstructed lattes, you know, sort of like, oh, you got to go down to this new joint in Paran.
Yeah.
Like, they mulch
we
dog
pour
hair.
A bourbon and coke on a Cocker Spaniel and just sit there with your mates just like licking this Cocker Spaniel.
It's like a slow
roast.
It's
so cool.
Slow
roast.
Even. It would be deconstructed. So you get your Jim Beam and you get your Chihuahua. It's this is very cool because I get to do it myself.
I thought you were going to get down the line of a deconstructed Chihuahua.
pull the whole thing apart.
You got to put it back together. You're playing God.
Hind
mate.
Legs.
You're playing God, ears.
Mate. So you're saying, Jack, you'd separate the two, and then they just literally go, well, maybe they give you the bourbon or the rum, and then they say, there's a cage filled with dogs.
Oh, take
go
your
get
pick.
One. Yeah. Go grab it.
I'll have the Alsatian.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm tip Dash the bourbon on his head. Lick his head.
Suck it up.
Yeah. I'm assuming that...
Well-trained. Very well-trained dogs.
I'm assuming that all these animal rights groups are completely fine with this.
Oh, no, Red, it's okay. I'm a dog owner.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
As a dog owner.
As a dog owner, I'm fine with this conversation.
How are you feeling over there, Drunky? Are you still, like, this sort of chat?
It's just... I think it's...
Are we on the right track?
Which of these you think you could do to make you feel better?
And you have to choose one. I couldn't lick an Alsatian.
Yeah.
I could probably go for a mortar and pestle sort of
cocktail
with...
Is that what that's called, mortar and pestle?
Mm. Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
We're learning on this podcast. Yeah. I think I'd do that, but the thing that I think... Consider this. In every scenario you've described, drinking is taking place where there is a dog present.
Yeah. How do you drink, man?
Bro, live a little.
Yeah, like, what if there are no dogs?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No dogs. See, now you've thrown a spanner in the works here completely. So you're saying...
Spanier.
Okay.
Well, turn your mic off. Yep. Do we have a button to turn his off?
Maybe it's
if this was commercial radio, we would make James... Like, we would grind up some dog hair and make him drink the cocktail.
Yes.
That's the kind of stuff they
We're recording out of a commercial radio station. Should we do that?
Let's make him do it. Bring it in. He's got to do it.
Right,
he's drinking it.
I feel like you've been burnt before. Jack.
And I was still hungover. It doesn't work. I repeat, it doesn't work.
So, we've got to take the dog out of this.
Yeah.
So,
okay, maybe it's a marketing jingle. Or hair of the dog means you got flogged.
Oh, I thought we had more to that. I was going to continue with it.
Keep going.
Hair of the dog, thought we got flogged. It's time to drink some hair of the dog. And you know what will make you feel better? It's some hair from this Dachshund and you better feel better.
Oh, that was
great. I always feel jingles work better when there's two going simultaneously.
Singing their own lines. Worked well, didn't it? You can listen to this
back. It gets stuck in your head better.
Over and over again, and you'll hear different things next time. That's the beauty of that jingle. Okay. What about it's a misinterpretation of heir of the dog, as in the dog's...
Hair bud.
Like the heir of the throne.
Oh, right.
H-E-I-R. And over time, you know, words change spelling and meaning, and it's been misconstrued.
The dog's heir.
It's the dog's prince son.
Yes. So then it's really about eating the puppy.
Puppy prince.
So back in ye olde days, when they believed of heir of the dog, it was if you eat the firstborn puppy, you won't suffer a hangover.
You'll never be hungover.
Oh, you'll be hangover free.
Oh, so it's a one-time elixir.
One-time offer.
Great.
Yeah, it's like a coupon.
Yeah,
that lasts forever.
Okay. Now the dog protection people, what are they called? RSPCA.
Peter.
Yeah, they wouldn't like this question, but would you guys? Essentially, I guess what I was going to ask, would you eat a puppy if you never got hungover again? To have the skill of never getting hungover again.
It's a hard yes. Yeah.
A hard yes.
Yeah.
It's a soft yes from me.
Yeah.
Because I think it's almost leaning towards a soft no. I'm in that middle ground. I'm sort of teetering between soft yes and soft no.
I guess
because the reason is puppies are cute.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, you know, it's sort of, I think you almost think, I should take this hangover for the puppy.
That's a good point. How is it served? Like, sort of...
Your choice.
Yeah, so,
your
like...
Your choice.
Because I was in Peru last year and I ate a hamster. And it came out as a whole roasted hamster.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, so it had like...
With hair.
They chucked it all in, and it was like pork crackling. They think they took the hair off. They gave it a shave.
They shaved it down. I've actually done
put
that.
Put it behind the bar.
Keep that for later with your ID in it.
Yeah, but it came out a full hamster, and then so you get to look at the hamster before they cut it up.
I've had hamster before too, and the guy that made the hamster, we had to de-hair it. Boil it down.
You
chop
de-headed
it up.
Yourself.
De-headed ourselves. Wow.
Man.
I was mates with a survivalist for a documentary that I was doing.
Right.
And we boiled it down, de-haired it, cut it open, gutted it, and I was like, this is all pretty standard kind of animal killing and eating.
Then
kind
you got
of
asked to leave the McDonald's. And
there were no signs. There's no signs. You can just do that.
It's around the corner.
Technically
Tuesday
legal.
Night, de-hair and gut
the playground's
hamsters.
Right there, sir. Right there.
The children are crying. You monster.
It's not on your menu. All
it
right?
was his present.
It's your son's birthday. And no, we did not accept hair in exchange for Coca-Cola. So don't ask me.
But I'll be back tomorrow. Doesn't matter.
So
doesn't
matter. You were saying.
Well, so the final process, the bit of the process was, though, we cut it open, sort of tilted it, like opened it up, sort of butterflied it or whatever, and then he put it on a Breville, a sandwich toaster.
Sandwich press.
Crushed it down, a Breville sandwich toaster.
Jeez.
That was the bit where I was like, this doesn't seem like
I guess you got
like
to cook it somehow. Did he have a fire? Or, no, he's a survivalist. Why has he got a Breville? Wait. What?
Look, no, he's like, cheating somewhere along
questions
the line.
And answers
a survivalist
with this one,
in the kitchen.
He had electricity.
Yeah.
He was working towards
so
it.
So I'm a survivalist.
He was surviving very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
I got Google Maps, Uber Eats. I'm fine. I'm a survivor.
Yeah, well, you need more hamsters. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Apparently hamsters and a Breville. That'll get
and
you
through
the apocalypse.
And how does it taste?
It tastes like pork. It was like crackling outside and sort of, it's actually quite nice.
Was that your memory of it, Dave?
It tasted just disgusting, just stringy and gross with hair on it.
Yeah.
That was basically
you know,
I can't imagine
no sides.
Much meat on it.
Nothing at all.
It is quite, have you ever eaten quail?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like sort of you need to have like nimble teeth to get around.
Like, tiny little... like nibbling a budgie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It always comes back to nibbling budgies.
So now that James has thrown in the no dog element, because that kind of rules out literally every one of
and
our
is
ideas.
And does he usually give clues or does he throw in red herrings?
The first time. He's still drunk, I think, and he's spoken out of line.
Wait till this is over, James.
I just want you to all suffer.
How will you be punished?
I think what happens is James sees how far off we are sometimes and goes, they need help.
Yes.
And he's probably
I would be so surprised if we Google and it's shave the hair of the dog and then bring it back the next day to keep partying. Oh, what about a dog like when you're being a dog to your mates?
Oh, yeah.
Like just it's in another guy, but he's acted poorly with a bunch of boys.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and the hair of him, so of your mate's hair.
That's it. So
drink that the next day.
So say we're all gone out. Red, he's gone, my missus wants me home real early.
You're being a drunko,
you dog, you dog. You dog the boys to go home.
You're dogging us.
All right. Well, you know what we get because you get to go home early, shave your head.
Give us a piece of your hair.
I feel like this is another thing, guys. Nah.
And I want the beard, not the hair.
Mm. Oh, don't just section me off, you meatheads. Oh, I want a piece of that ass, boy.
Deconstructed red. I want all back hair. Just trim it down, put it in a cup.
Stop dissecting me with your eyes, you bastards. This isn't
put him
science
in that
class.
Split him open.
Oh, you better not butterfly me.
Split him open and put him in that Breville.
Oh, God, stop, guys, stop.
We'll never be hungover again with that hairy man.
That's what the hair of the dog fairy told me. Just got to shave down my best mate.
James, are we close?
To the end. close to finishing because we should be.
I want
to
go home.
I need an adult.
I'm thinking a lot of the answer at the moment and...
Give us a clue. Does he ever give clues?
Look, I think... No, he's not...
He's not loud. All
he knows
right.
too much.
I'm
That's
button
the thing.
Pusher, not clue giver.
I
he
hate this. But anytime there's ever quizzes or game shows, I always just want to know the answer before you're allowed to be told.
But then by definition...
I always will get sucked in on that clickbait that is like, can you work out... answer, you see a little maths problem.
Yeah,
can't work it out, but I definitely want to know what the answer is.
So just click to the answer straight away.
Always
just
click through.
Do you get to do you open books at the last page and just read the end as well?
And you know what? If I had my way on this podcast, we would know the answer at the start and then we'd just all chat about it.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that interesting? The hair of the dog is like, just shave your mate's head. That's so weird.
Here's what we'll do. We have some very vague answers.
Wait.
Oh, no.
How about this?
He's back.
Can I pitch this?
Yeah, sure.
James is allowed to tell just me, and then I know as well, and then you guys keep guessing. Come on, break the rules.
This is a podcast, guys.
Who cares?
Don't be a dog.
So hang on. How would this work? James tells you.
Jump out of the studio for a second. He tells me. I go,
fine, let's do it.
Fine.
All right. But then we're doing the second half of the show.
Then
after.
We're doing it real.
We're going to have 2-3 minutes of this and see how it pans out.
Fine.
All right. Let's relax a little, guys. Just talk. There's no break.
No.
They're vulgar as well.
Yeah.
So do they ever, if this is the first time they've ever left the studio during their own podcast?
Yeah.
Just before you tell me the answer, is there anything you want to get off your chest about them, how they treat you?
No, they're benevolent. They're friendly.
Well, they were merciless when you came in drunk this morning.
I think they are being fair.
Okay. You are a little bit drunk still.
I'm not.
They're good boys. I would love to know the answer. And then are the listeners going to hear this?
Well, they might.
That's what I want to happen. I want the listeners to hear. And then for once... they all know the answer, and then we get to watch these guys act like idiots for a little bit.
Yeah, cool. All right. So, peek behind the curtains, guys. You're gonna find out now.
Before Red and Dave.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Okay, so, basically, the way Hair of the Dog is an old English... It's either old English or old Scottish. Basically, if a dog bit you, you could get rabies. And the way that they thought that you wouldn't get rabies would be to get the hair of the dog that bit you, burn it a little bit, and put it in your wound. So the idea is that the alcohol has bitten you, and the only way to fix that wound is to get more alcohol into you.
Rub alcohol in the wounds.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Much better than our answers.
A little bit.
Yeah. all right, let's call them back in. Now I'm going to just love knowing that why they don't. They were way off, by the way.
A little bit, yeah.
That was ages.
You guys were way off.
Okay, so what just happened? You guys had the longest chat in history.
First, we chatted about your treatment of James on a weekly basis.
Can you do that after the show?
Yeah, man.
Good HR isn't just at the end. It's dynamic and it happens throughout the entire employment process. So
okay, so we're back in the room. We just sat outside for quite some time. We had what looked like a very heated discussion about Hair of the Dog.
Yeah.
What is your outtake, Jack?
I love that I know now and that you guys don't. And I actually would encourage extending the podcast to watch you guys flail around and try to answer it more.
Right.
Now that I know, I get to be on the other side. And I suggested to James, please leave this in that part in the podcast. So now the listener at home knows the answer. They can laugh along with. And get one up on you.
Well, you do have an air of snooty confidence, I must say.
And to be fair, though, anyone listening to this podcast can Google it.
That's true.
Well, they're so engaged by the content, they're not going to pause, are they? Right. Stop down. I mean, they want
that would be poor.
And it's the process rather than the result.
That would be dogging the boys.
Yeah. And they had to get rid of the app and go to Google.
Can I give them a clue?
No. Well, hang on. No, just clue? On that, I feel like maybe you've already given us a clue. He just said that'd be dogging the boys. So now he knows the term. Yeah. Oh, he didn't say hair of the dog. That's just dogging.
No, but we're talking about dog and the dog.
I can't help it. I want to give
it wasn't a clue.
It is ye olde.
It's ye olde. All right, so I've 80% there.
Okay, but
that's the only similarity.
It's ye olde, but there's I got some questions. Is there a dog involved?
Yes.
James, you lied to us.
Not while drinking, though.
Well, hang on. You've thrown us. Yeah, there's no drinking involved.
The original saying. Has nothing to do with
drinking. No drinking. All old.
Right, okay. So, there's a dog involved and there's hair involved?
We can't say anymore.
Well, I guess we'll come back after the break then.
Baby me, come on and pet me, honey. Baby me, you know you get me when you give me that affection.
Welcome back to We Fact Up, where we are playing a very highly unorthodox game here. Mm. It's bloody...
You've broken the rules,
game.
Jack.
Very dangerous.
I don't care.
He's got shades on. He's found a leather jacket. He's got his feet up on the desk.
You didn't even leave the room. How'd you get all that stuff? Did you bring it in knowing that you would just be this dangerous eventually?
I knew that I was going to break the rules when I came on here.
Yeah, rule-breaking glasses.
We walked into Jack's trap.
Yeah. I'm going to break more before the podcast is out as well. One more.
Jack Post, breaking rules and hearts.
Yeah.
So I've got the answer here. I mean, Jack, you already know it, so this will come as no surprise to you. But Red, you might be interested to know.
Yes.
The expression, the hair of the dog, for an alcoholic drink taken to cure a hangover, is a shortening of a hair of the dog that bit you.
Ah, because you feel like you've been bitten by a dog?
Not really, no.
So That's not what my hangover feels like.
So remember James was saying that it's no alcohol involved. If a dog bit you, they believed in the oldie days that the hair in a potion would cure you of that, of the rabies.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, I should have said, should have started with rabies.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah. rabies is a pretty, a pretty big word. Yeah.
So in a way, when we said crush down some hair, mortar and pestle, put it in a cocktail and it'll cure you the next day.
That's the closest we got.
That's the closest we got. The hangover bit, not important.
Why did they think it cured you?
It's the oldie days.
The oldie days.
2016, man. Shit was crazy back then.
Yeah, yeah.
They burnt witches at the stake. So, that's the answer. There are some extra points here that say sometimes you would get the hair from the dog and pull it through the bite wound.
Wait, right. So you get bitten, ye oldie days, you get bitten by a dog. Mm. Enough to put a gap through your skin to the other side.
Yeah, pull it right through.
And then
you grab the hair off the dog and then, like, stuff it through the wound. Is it staying there or do you just go once through, pull it out the other side, discard the hair?
There we go.
On the Hamish and Andy show, would Hamish and Andy go and get a rabid dog to bite you?
Yes. Yes. Please don't tell them about this saying.
There's a sadness in your eyes right now when you said that too. Yes, it really happened.
In the oldie days, did they believe everything they were doing? Like, if I got bitten by a dog and they said that dog has rabies, but good news, you can grab the hair off that dog and stuff it in the wound.
Yeah.
Do they buy?
Were they skeptical of that? Or were they?
You'd have to be, right? And good on the first person that did it.
Well, that's the good question. Like, what would have? Like, did someone did that to begin with? Someone went, "Let me just try." This seems crazy.
I imagine that's how it started. You got to do something. All right.
It does reek of like a cure made up by someone who was just bitten by a rabid dog.
I'm
gonna shove hair in there.
Right. Yeah,
foaming at the mouth.
But surely,
I thought you meant as a revenge tactic.
Right, just take this.
That little dick came bit me, so I'm gonna take your hair off.
I'm gonna make you look like an idiot to the other dogs. Yeah,
but I have to justify it medically.
It also does mean, though, that it had to have worked at some point, right?
Not really.
Well, think about it. The first person does it, and everyone's like, that's insane. That's not going to work. 12 minutes later, holy shit, he's cured.
I guess.
They go, okay, let's do it. And then it never happened again. They kept trying to chase that high.
Mm. We live in a bubble where we don't really have any rabid dogs just walking around to sort of try this. So, like, it could happen in other parts of the world. Maybe they still do it.
Still use the hair.
Yeah, still use it. We get stung by jellyfish and we tell people to piss on it to cure it.
I don't do that.
You don't do that?
I don't do that.
Yeah. It's a cure. The ammonia in the urine sort of stops the sting.
I think that's a myth. I don't think that's real. Have you ever pissed on yourself? After being bitten by jellyfish?
Yeah, at the pub after the hair of the dog.
Yeah, anyone pissed on themselves here in this room?
Pretty sure James did.
Just before we wrap this up, when you heard the answer from James, you know, while we were out of the room, did it feel powerful? Did you feel better? Do you feel that should be an element of the show?
I did feel powerful, but no, I would not suggest using it every show because I don't want anybody else to have that power. I want this podcast, people's memory of this podcast to be, remember that episode where Jack found out the answer before.
You're like a knowledge overlord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was a great episode. It's so brave of them to go against the format. They never did it again.
Goes down in podcast history.
Yeah, all right, that's good to know. Never do that segment again. Crossing that off the list that I never wrote. So that's the end. Thanks, Jack Post, Meme Lord, Hamish and Andy Button, Push It Out for coming in. We really appreciate having you.
Thanks, Jack. Cheers, mate.
Great. And we all learned something. We learned about the ants. Yeah. We learned, obviously, the answer to the question.
Yeah, hamsters taste like, what did you say? Quail.
Pork.
Pork.
You said quail.
You have to fiddle with them like quail to eat them, but they taste like pork.
Right. And you can butterfly them.
You've got to phrase that a bit differently. You got to fiddle with them a bit like a quail.
You were the one that said you wanted a dog to come in here and ring you.
Yep. No, lick his ring, I think it was.
Yeah,
lick
get it right. Yeah. It's 2017, Jack. Get on board.
This isn't ye oldie days, Jack. It's not ye oldie days. Thanks for listening to We Fact Up. Send us in your questions. Go to our website, wefactup.com. Go to all of our social channels.
Red's already out.
Red's out.
I'll be in the top.